Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish here in Alston, Massachusetts. And I welcome you to our broadcast, as I do every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at WROL 950 AM and 100.3 FM. And remember, we come to you from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And you can find us on the web at saint, S-A-I-N-T, anthonyalston.org. or Saint, stanthonyhomilies.com. But if you want to contact the show directly, please remember catholicaudiomedia.com. That's catholicaudiomedia.com. You can contact the show directly. You can send an email. You can connect with both Father Adriano Zandana and the Pauline sisters. And all of that comes together at catholicaudiomedia.com. Well, we are preparing to hear from Father Adriano Zandana, coming to us all the way from Brazil. And, you know, just as it's getting warmer here, you know, they're on the opposite side of the world. So granted, it doesn't get super cold in Sao Paulo, Brazil, but it's getting cooler down there because they're entering into their fall. So all the way from the other side of the world and the other side of the seasons as they enter into actually winter, here is Father Adriano Zandana.
Hello, Father Bob. Hello, every one of you. Father Adriano here again. Well, every single Friday I've been here in order to talk with you, in order to reflect about our faith. It's so good. It's so amazing to grow in faith, to reflect about faith, because I've been telling you, faith makes us able to withstand before the challenges, the problems, the struggles that are in our lives nowadays. Well, let's carry on. Oh, last week we reflected about faith, the theological virtue of faith. And today we are about to reflect about the most important virtue in our lives. This virtue is so important that even God is called by its name, the theological virtue of charity, of love, charitable love. What do you know about this virtue? What do you know? What do you think about it? It's so important. Keep it in mind, every theological virtue draw us closer to God, makes us share in His activity, and especially this amazing virtue, love, charity, it makes us dive in God alone and His essence, because God is love. The theological virtue of love is also called charity. That is the supernatural virtue by which we love God above all things for His own sake and our neighbor as ourselves as part of our love of God. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22, verse 37 to 39, we read, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. That is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." A simple act of charity can be made in these words. "My God, because you are so good, I love you with all my heart. As part of my love for you, I love my neighbor as myself. Since you have so loved us as to create us, redeem us, reconcile us to yourself, and adopt us as your own children, destined for your heavenly kingdom." Supernatural love resides primarily in will and in action, not only in emotions. To love God means that we are willing to give up anything rather than offend God through mortal sin. We may have a genuine, supernatural love for our neighbor, even though on the natural level we feel a strong distaste for him. So for God's sake, we forgive the wrong he has done. We pray for him and stand ready to help him if he should be in need. We then have a supernatural love for our neighbor. These habits of charity cause our hearts to say yes to Jesus and to everything he wants to give us and ask of us. This yes allows Jesus to begin living within us so that we are able to grow individually and collectively, and also we can live and grow in him. Well, every one of us often hear expressions like, I love hot chocolate, or I love basketball, or even I love America. And these kinds of love, while good in themselves, still fall somewhat short of the love that is charity. What sort of feeling and anxious is charitable love then? Quite simply, charity is one way for us to actively participate in the love of God. Charity is a way to turn our love for God into action. Every theological virtue means being a part of God's activity. Charity is also a way of participating in God's action. In fact, actually, it is the noblest way, because through charity we share in God's act of love. We are able to love the way God loves. All this begs the question, how does God love? What are the special characteristics of divine love? The only way to find the answer is to examine the way how God loves us, the way he does that. More precisely, we have to reflect on how God manifests his love in the two great moments of divine love for humanity. Those two moments are creation and incarnation. Creation might be accurately described as God loving things into existence. He loves you and me, and because of this love, we actually come to be. The fact that we are is founded on the fact that God loves us. God doesn't benefit from creation at all. Supplying creatures with existence is a pure gift, without any gain on his part. Creatures receive everything from the act of creation, while the creator receives nothing from it. From the divine perspective, creation is an act of love in which God gives his own being to us. It is totally and in all ways selfless. Please keep it in mind. This is the very important characteristic of real love. It is selfless. This love which God bears for humanity is most dramatically proven in the mystery of the incarnation. God gave these marvelous, selfless gifts to humanity, existence. But how did the human race respond to this divine gift? Unfortunately, with ingratitude, pride, and disobedience. So, because of humanity's own sin, it was plunged into desolation and misery. But out of his vast love, God chose to become man in a staggering act of humility. He went on to suffer the most horrible agonies, culminating in death on a cross, and then rose from the dead after 3 days in the tomb. All this he did for our sakes, even though there was nothing personally for him to profit from it, and even though he had so shamefully scorned his gifts of life and love. Here, then, we see God loving in a manner that it is still selfless, but also excruciatingly sacrificial. Sometimes loving ourselves, other people, and even God is hard. And to be really able to live, it will need to overcome our own selfishness, laziness, pride, and isolation. These days, we hear so much about being self-sufficient and not relying on anyone else. But the thing is, no one is living alone on this earth. No one can do everything they need in order to survive, grow, and thrive alone. Sometimes we must rely on other people. But above all, we must rely on God. It is not easy at all, but when we keep making a serious effort to put this great virtue into practice in our daily lives, we begin to share God's life and nature, and then we become whole and stronger than before. God is love, and when we imitate Him by loving and forgiving as He does, we receive His abundant blessings and His wise guidance. Well, there is a challenge for every one of us, but through God's help, we'll be able to live, to put it into practice in our daily lives. Our amazing Lord, please help us love. Help us forgive ourselves and people, other people. Help us, Lord. We need You. We need to trust in You. We need to rely on You. Help us to grow in love. Help us to imitate Your own act of love. Help us to overcome our pride, our laziness, our selfishness. Please, Lord, we want love. We want to be better. We want to become the best version of ourselves as possible. Please help us. Send upon us Your Holy Spirit, healing us deeply. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Father Adriano. And of course, we'll hear from you next week right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. In the meantime, I will see you on Monday. And have yourself a blessed weekend. Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore, and even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.